Got some scripture we'll read. And a whole lot on my mind this morning, but we're going to read in the book of James, 5th chapter. We're going to read the 11th verse. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Yet have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. You know, I got to thinking about that, and you know, we count them happy that endure. Boys, I got to thinking about Job and and how much that Job endured. Whenever the sons of God, I come to present themselves to the Lord, and Satan come also. I begin to talk with the Lord, and the Lord knew Job and knew his patience, knew what he's made out of. And he said, "Have you considered my servant Job? As time went on, and the sons and the daughters, maybe they was having a party at the elder son's house. Satan come and begin to destroy what Job had. Job, he endured all the things that the devil put before him. Job endured losing his children. That was something to endure. Every one of them. He endured losing all his cattle. Camels. While one servant I was telling him something happened. While they was yet talking, there was another come. I began to lay out on him again. Job, he endured his affliction. He endured whatever come his way. And we have heard of all the stories of Job and how he endured his affliction. With patience he endured. Brother, listen, I believe with all of my heart. I don't know about you, but I lack. I'm in need of more patience. To endure the affliction of whatever the devil sends my way. I've also begin to read and understand how the Lord come all the way down from heaven. And he set up the plan of salvation whenever he went through all the trouble that he endured. And we read and the apostles have made it known unto us of the end of the Lord and how he endured all the trouble. Listen, but was very, how he was very pitiful. I believe I was moving with compassion on his people and who he loved. He saw thousands of people and he moved with compassion and pity on them. And he's still a moving today.
Amen.
With compassion. Very pitiful. I can see the Lord how that he bled and died in pity for us, knowing the things that we would have to suffer for his namesake. We're on our journey. But I believe with all of my heart, We ain't seen nothing. I wish he's a fixing. I'd have come upon this world, especially of them that claim to be the child of the King. I'd be saved. I'd to be redeemed from the world. Brother, we got some endearing to do. I'm going to read maybe one more verse of those scriptures. I want you to think about endearing our affliction. Listen, how we can see the Lord. Very pitiful.
Amen.
Listen. In Revelation 20 and verse 4, I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither the image. I had received the mark upon their forehead, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. I made to believe we can see it. I come into pass. I believe that people are taking very lightly. I don't know what all is going on in this chapter. I don't know what you will see. But he said, and I saw them that was beheaded for the witness of Jesus. Brother, we're seeing people maybe on the other side of the ocean somewhere else. Brother, I can see them maybe on TV, on their knees, fixing to be beheaded, call themselves the saint of God. You see how they run from the end of the mountains, away from affliction and trouble. Brother's trouble caught up with them. And we hear and we see people in this world being beheaded for the sake of God.
Right.
For Christ. I don't know if we'll ever see that. But I'm here to tell you, we better be a living and praying. I listen, that we'll have enough of faith to endear our salvation. If whatever trouble comes our way, I may not never be beheaded or ever see somebody beheaded for the witness of Christ. Brother, listen, I don't know what I'll do when my trouble comes. But I want to be strong and that in the Lord. Because he's still got tender love and mercy for me and you and for them that will endure. Listen, it's more to it than just saying, well, I'm a Christian. There's more to it than saying, I go to church on Sunday. Listen. I that had not give up. I had not received his image. We see the image of the devil everywhere. There's people that will go to church on Sunday morning. I maybe say, I love Jesus. I go out in the world and they change your image. From righteousness to evil. Brother, listen. These will not endure.
Amen.
When trouble comes. I don't know what you get out of this. But listen, the image. God made us in the image of Him.
Amen.
In the image of God, He created man. And then he give them a choice. Then the Holy Ghost come. Salvation come. And this image should be holy and undefiled. That fadeth not away through trouble and sorrow. The image that I have in holiness and in righteousness, I better stand through all of my trouble and my sorrow. We can't take on Christ on Sunday morning and just give it up through the week.
Amen.
People are letting people hinder them from serving God. Somebody said, well, I could live better if it wasn't so-and-so. I have to endear with them every day. We need to come out from among the world and stand four square with God.
Amen.
Holy, acceptable unto Him. There's people that was killed for the sake of God. That Jesus was killed. James was killed. And people in the Bible, I was slain, for the witness that they held. Today we need to have more confession, one for another. We need to have more of God every day that we live. We need to take God with us wherever we go. Listen. We got some endearing today. And it ain't going to get no better. But I tell you this. Upon the authority of God's word, the best is yet to come.
Amen.
It may be through the doorway of death. It may be on the other side. But I promise, the best is yet to come. I want to see Stephen was slain for his witness. I want to see James, which was killed with a sword, for his witness. Jesus, He died first. After Jesus died and went back to the Father, listen, I'm no better than them boys was. If it has to come my way, I want to be ready. Oh Lord, what would I do? Listen, we don't see that very much in this world. However, there was a young preacher. And if I called his name, some of you might know him. Renee knows him. A young man of God. A good man of God. No doubt he was at work one day. He got news. His little daughter. There was a neighbor boy. Walked out with a gun and shot his little daughter. And he told me, tears streaming down his face. He said, the hardest thing I've ever done in my life was have to forgive that man. But he said, by the grace of God, I will forgive that man that shot my little daughter. Listen, salvation is real. Heaven is real. But the devil is real too. And he will destroy you in any way he could. It'd been real good. It'd been real easy for this young preacher to throw his hands up and went and tried to get revenge. But that's not the way of the Lord. That's not the way of the Lord. Mercy, compassion, one for another, holy and undefiled. This young man, I thought, how on earth could I endear something like that? But we can by the grace of God, but only through the grace of God. Listen, we see it happen from time to time, but be aware. They're not trying to do anything, seem to me like, and they might, I may not know what I'm talking about, to keep people from beheading people and a killing Christians. But I'm telling you, it's coming. We've had it easy. We have a choice. We go to church, we stay home. We tell everybody we're saved. We tell everybody how holy we are. But whenever trouble comes, when we're put to the test, will we endure as we have heard about Brother Job? It got so bad, he cursed the day that he was born. He cursed the night that he was conceived. My. All the many things. But I don't believe he ever lost his integrity. I don't believe he ever come to the point that he wanted to curse God. Because he knew. He said, naked I come into this world and naked I will leave.
Right.
Praise be to the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. Brother, it's song.